This is Radio Nepal and Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli scheduled to respond to the lawmakers' queries in the Parliament today. Parliamentarians drew the government's attention to the priorities of the budget for the coming fiscal year in yesterday's meeting. 18 households at risk of a dry landslide in Tilgaon of Humla district shifted to a safer place. EU delegates call on Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister. And Israel lets aid into Gaza after 11-week blockade. United Nations calls it a drop in the ocean. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday passed the Water Resources Bill 2081 by a majority. The Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, had presented a proposal in the House seeking passes of the bill. In response to the questions raised regarding the bill, Minister Khadka stated that this bill will focus on the use, proper utilization and conservation of the water and ensuring its appropriate distribution, and that the entire responsibility will be entrusted to the Water and Energy Commission. Likewise, lawmakers in yesterday's meeting of the House called on government to take action on a range of pressing issues, including priorities of the budget for the coming fiscal year. The House will meet next at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli is scheduled to respond to the queries of the lawmakers that were asked as per the House of Representatives Rules 2079. The General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Padma Prasad Pandey, said the Chair of the Infrastructure Development Committee, Deepak Bahadur Singh, is also expected to table the Infrastructure Development Committee Annual Report 2081 in the House. Likewise, Minister for Land Management and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari would table a proposal seeking consideration on a bill to amend certain Nepal Acts relating to land 2082. Similarly, the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday unanimously approved the proposal seeking deliberations on the bill designated to amend some Nepal Acts 2080 Bikram Sambat. The National Assembly will meet next on coming Wednesday, May 21st at 1:15 p.m. 18 households at risk of a dry landslide in Tilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality 6 in Humla district have been shifted to a safer place. DSP and co-spokesperson of the armed forces, Soilendra Thapa, said that a dry landslide occurred from the north of Tilgaon and damaged the houses of locals living in the area. Security forces from the Armed Police Force Nepal border outpost Hilsa have been deployed to the location along with necessary disaster relief materials and shelter supplies. Although the cause of the recent landslide is yet to be ascertained, it is suspected to have been caused by a glacial lake outburst on May 15 and 16. Observations are being made to determine whether or not there is a glacial lake at the suspected locations. New human or livestock have been damaged or injured in the landslide. The Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday had decided to rescue and provide immediate relief materials for the landslide victims. A meeting of the stakeholders held at the Home Ministry under the coordination of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak made the decision towards that end. Likewise, the Director General of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Kamal Ram Joshi, who participated in the meeting, said the meeting decided to form a research team to investigate the cause of the landslide. Meanwhile, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said there is a possibility of rainfall for two more days in the country due to the influence of the westerly winds as well as local winds. Meteorologist at the division, Sanjeev Adhikari, said there is a possibility of rain for the next 2 days. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbagurung, has emphasized that public service broadcasters, Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, should keep the public well informed by producing their news and programs in favor of the citizens rather than in favor of any political party or government. The Communications Minister made the remarks at a transformation debate organized by Public Service Broadcasting Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday. Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bishta, informed that it has been 6 months since the formation of PSB and that the organization is still in a transitional phase, so the organization is working to fully implement it. Lila Devi Garthaula and Mahesh Thapa took an oath of office and secrecy as the chairperson of the Commission for Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, respectively. The newly appointed chairs of the twin commissions on transitional justice took the oath before Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut. After taking the oath at the Supreme Court yesterday, both chairs administered the oath of office and secrecy to the members of the respective commissions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal and we'll be back after a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज स्टोरीज The Republic Day Main Celebration Committee 2082 Bikram Samvat has been formed with the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli as its chairperson. In the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the proposal put forth by the Home Ministry in this regard was endorsed along with a draft of proposed programs for the celebrations of the day. The main celebrations will take place at the Nepal Army Pavilion at Tudikhel on the 29th of May. Ambassadors of the EU member countries in Kathmandu and the non-resident ambassadors and the heads of the mission based in New Delhi to Nepal met with Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deobai yesterday. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the meeting held at the ministry, matters relating to consolidating relations between Nepal and the European Union and its member countries and promoting mutual interest and common concerns on various issues, including climate change, were discussed. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Rana expressed her gratitude for the continued support of the European Union and its member countries in the economic and social sectors of Nepal and their participation in the Sagarmatha Sambad. Earlier yesterday, the delegates from the European Union paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. During the meeting, discussions between the two sides centered on Nepal-EU diplomatic ties for 51 years and the significance of EU cooperation for Nepal's stability, economic development and good governance. Now on to an international update. Israel says it has allowed five United Nations lorries carrying humanitarian aid, including baby food, into the Gaza Strip after 11 weeks of blockade. The UN's humanitarian chief welcomed the move but stressed it was only a drop in the ocean of what is urgently needed by 2.1 million Palestinians in the war-torn territory where global experts are warning of a looming famine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his decision to temporarily let in a minimal amount of food followed pressure from allies in the US Senate. Israel stopped all deliveries of humanitarian aid and commercial supplies to Gaza on 2nd March and resumed its military offensive 2 weeks later, ending a 2-month ceasefire with Hamas. It said the steps were meant to put pressure on the armed group to release the hostages still held in Gaza. Israel launched a military campaign in Gaza in response to Hamas's cross-border attack on 7th October 2023, in which about 1,200 people killed and 251 others were taken hostage. At least 53,475 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of westerly and local winds along with some moisture-laden winds coming from Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, that the weather today is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at one or two places of the rest of the country with chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. There are chances of gusty wind at a few places in Madhes province along with the Tarai regions of the Kosi province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli scheduled to respond to lawmakers' queries in the Parliament today. Parliamentarians drew the government's attention to the priorities of the budget for the coming fiscal year in yesterday's meeting. 18 households at risk of a dry landslide in Tilgaon of Humla district shifted to a safer place. EU delegates call on Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister. And Israel lets aid into Gaza after 11-week blockade. United Nations calls it drop in the ocean. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.